sit here for a minute. Okay, now let's start. Okay. Hey, everybody, it's Kai Rosedahl. Welcome back to Make Me Smart, where together we try to make today make sense.
Just resting. He was just resting. I'm Molly Wood.
He's having a little snooze.
It is. And look, it kind of is hollowed out shell Thursday, as we like to call it. I don't know if you saw the tweet today that was making the rounds. That was a photo of the headlines from the past three Thursdays of
this month.
It has been 21 days of a month, and the headlines have ranged from, you know, Capitol insurrection to president impeached twice to new president says unity is possible. And I think everybody would be forgiven for feeling like a little psychically volatile and or whiplash.
Man.
Yeah. It's a lot.
What's funny is there was some doubt. Yeah, there was some doubt between the two of us yesterday if it was going to be a hot out shell Thursday because, you know, there's been a change in administrations and a lot of that toxicity has gone away and it's a short week and everything's going to be okay because it's a short week. And really, it's going to take longer, I think, to cleanse the ballot. That's what I think.
Yeah. Which honestly, that's like, of course, right? Of course it is.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of citizen programming yesterday along the lines of like everything is normal. And that might be the whiplash that people are feeling today. It's like you had, you know, you had a big party, like a lot of celebritas and outfits to talk about. And, you know, I think everybody for one day wanted things to be normal. We accomplished the transition of power, even though it could arguably, it cannot be said to be, to have been peaceful. But, you know, it's like they say in Ted Lasso, maybe it's the hope that kills you. Like we had a day of that felt that aggressively attempted to feel normal. And then today it was like, it's totally not normal. In fact, the parts that are normal are still just gross.
Yeah. It's going to take a while to come back. It's going to take a while to come back.
So we see you. So, if you're feeling this way, we see you.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. You are not alone. Mm-hmm. Faux show. Okay. News.
Let's do it. Little news. Okay. Make me smile, then we out of here.
Yep. Okay.
One of the pieces of whiplash that I'm going to bring up today that actually went by in a story a couple of days ago and for many reasons got no attention whatsoever is that there. Hey, so you know how like California is bonkers with coronavirus infections and particularly Southern California, where in some areas there has been little mask compliance, as I mentioned, and not lots of like agreement to stay home. But also, I've speculated with friends on the phone many times, like, maybe you guys have that, you know, UK variant. But it turns out, actually, that California just might have its own new variant that's super fast spreading. Yep.
Oh, man.
Cal-20C, a mutation of the novel coronavirus, accounted for more than half of the virus genome samples collected in Los Angeles laboratories on January 13th, according to a new study that has not yet been published, and this is via the New York Times. We had our own problem, says a research scientist at Cedars-Sinai, that didn't cross over from Europe.
Oh, wow. Sorry, I'm just ducking the Cal-20C strain. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. So it sounds like it's unclear whether it is in fact more contagious the way that the B117, which is the UK variant one, is.
Yep.
But given the prevalence, it's being referred to as one to keep an eye on. So
God,
I know, totally. I know, I really, I feel kind of bad.
I've had it open
in a tab for 2 days. I was like, we got to talk about this.
I was flipping through CNN today, and Atul Gawande, the New Yorker staff writer, but more to the point, physician, who's actually quite present in the media and has done a bunch of good reporting on lots of things over the past decade or so in healthcare. He said, yeah, these new variants, I would not wear cloth masks anymore. I would go with KN95s or surgical masks. Cloth masks, they're not, it's just, no, don't do that anymore. Which is kind of bummer.
You know, Yeah, it really does. I have been saying that to my same friend who lives in LA who's immunocompromised. I'm like, it's time to double mask.
Oh, yeah.
Like the KN95 with the cloth on top of it. If you're going, and previously I was definitely not one of those people who was like worried about the grocery store. You know, it was like everybody's masked up at the grocery store in Northern California. I'm not stressed. No, because it, like the surface transmission is super low. Everyone here is wearing masks. I'm not going to like dance around you in the aisle and be like, oh, stay 6 feet away when we're both wearing masks. Like, come on. But I do think, you know, with these kinds of variants and as close in a way as we are to the finish line, like, yeah, it's time to tighten up.
Yep.
For sure.
For sure.
Yep.
For sure. Okay, so mine are actually more in your line of work, but there are two things I want to point out today. Number one, Parler, which as we've talked about before on this podcast, is that far right wing, and that's being charitable, website that was a source of a lot of the transmission of disinformation and lasting conspiracy theories that got us to the events of 6 January. Amazon Web Services booted it off its servers the following weekend, and Parler sued to try to get back on it. The day a judge said, no, we are not going to force Amazon to carry you because you're basically full of it. And she said, you provided no evidence, you're not credible, and we're not doing it. So I thought that was a step forward in the – a teeny tiny step forward, admittedly, in the disinformation wars that we've been talking about with Nina Jankowicz a couple of times. So that was good. Mm-hmm. The other thing that's interesting to me is this decision by Facebook that its indefinite suspension of the former president of the United States is going to be referred to its oversight board for final disposition. And this is a bunch of people who are, you know, scholars and academics and public intellectuals who have signed on to help Facebook moderate these kinds of things. They're going to be it's a big group. It's like 20 people. They're going to choose 5 of them. Their identities are not going to be disclosed. And they're going to review the case file of one Donald John Trump on Facebook and decide whether he should be permanently banned. And I'm going to choose to believe that that's progress, right? That it's a step forward in the Mark Zuckerberg is the most powerful man on the planet, should he have all this power situation that we find ourselves in. So
yeah.
Those are two news items you might have missed. Yeah.
It is. I think that the oversight board thing is really interesting and they set up the board, and so this is the kind of thing that they should be doing. It's going to be very interesting if this board comes back and says, yes, that was appropriate. It abides by, because one of the things they have to figure out, I guess, is whether it abides by like international human rights rules, human rights standards. It's going to be very interesting if this board comes back and says like, no, we don't think you need to do that for obvious reasons.
That's going to be more interesting, right? Yeah.
But an even bigger deal actually is if it says, yep, you were right to do so, and you must do so for all of these other world leaders, because that has been the big complaint since Facebook took down these Trump accounts, is everyone's like, oh, super. Can we talk to you now about Bolsonaro or, you know,
Bolsonaro
any of the other world leaders
those,
who are.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It is.
So we'll see.
It is. Yeah. We'll see. We'll be watching. It's return to truth time, everyone.
That's gonna be great. two other very quick truths. Number one is we said on the pod yesterday that there weren't going to be fireworks in response to Molly's question. Not you, Molly, the other Molly. There are fireworks. Mm-hmm. Holy shnikes, were there
so
fireworks
many.
Last night. Oh, my, like my TV screen just like whited out. There were a lot of fireworks.
They
spent a lot
every
of private money on fireworks.
Single firework.
Yeah.
Every firework went off as Katy Perry sang firework. And just to be fair to us, like, yes, we obviously recorded it.
That she made.
Before. Yeah. It was, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
That was, I mean, again, weird programming, right? Because it was like, yay, celebration. But dang, that was one awesome sauce fireworks show if you were into that kind of thing.
Great.
And clearly, yes, we recorded it during the day.
Yes. Fine.
So,
whatever.
Fine. Noted.
Also, talked about Clubhouse yesterday. So Kimberly Adams, bless her heart, clearly listened. And this morning she slacked me and said, hey, I've got a Clubhouse invite. Do you want it? And I said, sure. So I downloaded it and I fired it up. And when I was out walking the dog this morning, I listened. Okay. It's going to take a while for me to find my groove there, but okay. That's what I got.
Yeah.
I'll report back.
All right. Hmm. K.
I need
is
to,
the official I starter.
I need to curate and, you know, all of this stuff, right? Because there's just like, I wound up in some Bitcoin room this morning and I'm like, okay, all right.
I have a funny tweet that I have to send you later, but yeah.
Okay. All right. They were having a high level conversation on what kind of machines are best to mine Bitcoin. I'm like, okay, if this is your thing, I can understand being in this convo. I, however, am out.
Yeah. Clubhouse goes deep on the various topics. It is interesting. I have found it not that accessible. I have to be honest, just because I don't know. Honestly, here's why. Because I moved and my new neighborhood has crappy cell service. And all the things that I used to do on my walk, I can't do anymore. Like stream Clubhouse or talk on the phone. It's super annoying. And then when I'm just sitting around the house, I'm like, I don't know. Anyway, I'm still working on it.
Right.
All right. Shall we get to the smiles?
Yeah. Let us get to the smiles. Okay, this is one where I should have brought some sound, but I didn't because I really didn't want to do the, you know, shameless self-promotion thing. But we did a thing on Marketplace today that is my favorite thing I've done on that broadcast in like 20-something years, except maybe go to China. Mm-hmm. So when Joe Biden introduced Janet Yellen as his pick for Secretary of the Treasury, he made a joke about Lin-Manuel Miranda and Hamilton, and he said, you know, we have to get Lin-Manuel Miranda to write a musical about the first female Secretary of the Treasury. Now, I happen to be, well, Twitter friends, but I've met her in real life too, buddies with the rapper Dessa, who is on the Hamilton mixtape and has been on the show a couple of times talking about books she's written and stuff. And so we called her and we said, hey, would you do us a rap about Janet Yellen as the first female Secretary of the Treasury? I'm really sorry I didn't bring any sound. It is unbelievable. It is unbelievable. Go to marketplace.org or check me out on Twitter. I've tweeted it out a couple of times, and Tony, I'm sure we'll put it on the show page. It is unreal. It is so good. It is so good. My favorite line in the whole thing, lift up the mojitos, because she controls the mint.
Oh, come on.
It's so good.
Anyway, so that's already smiling and I haven't even listened yet.
Made my whole week. It was really good.
Cannot wait. I've seen it go by on your Twitter many times today.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have two things. One, my brother sent this to me in the first thing in the morning and was like, and my brother is a very cynical dude. So it was kind of a delight. He was like, this is so cool. I'm like, do you mean that? And he said, dude, today is 21-21-21, the 21st day of the 21st year of the 21st century. And then I believe you, Kai, just put this in tonight, that 9 p.m. Tonight is the 21st hour. And so you could, on the 21st second, then just like make your own brain explode, Inception style, like poor Escher, M.C. Escher style. Now I know that someone somewhere, I even know the dude who's going to do it, Tom Merritt, my old friend, somebody's going to be like, actually, it's the 22nd or it's the 20th year of the 21st century, and the 21st century actually started on that day.
Oh, stop it.
And you know what?
I don't want to hear that.
Here's the thing. I don't want to hear it. So I'm heading that off right now because this was a fun thing that I had with my bro this morning. Don't ruin it. And then second, TikTok
shut up, everybody.
Is... Yeah, so everybody just don't at me, and I mean it. TikTok is the greatest. It is where the kids are fomenting every type of revolution you could possibly imagine. And over in Russia, where Alexei Navalny, who is the Kremlin critic that was recently poisoned and flown to Germany and then has been brought back to Russia, I think only to be immediately jailed. He's in pretrial detention.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. He's called for protests. And in Russia, that's more scary than it is here. But he is calling for street protests. And so the kids on TikTok, Russian kids on TikTok, are putting out TikTok videos to basically offer training in American phrases that they should use if they themselves are detained.
Oh, I saw this.
Like,
yes.
If the paddy wagon comes, you should tell them, you know, you are, well, okay, so, and we brought some tape because Marissa was kind enough to clip this for me at the very end, the last second.
You are violating my human rights. Вы нарушаете мои человеческие права. Последний пункт, когда уже все плохо. I'm gonna call my lawyer. Вы берете телефон и говорите, я сейчас позвоню своему юристу. I'm gonna call my lawyer. Gonna. I'm gonna call my lawyer. Gonna, I'm going to.
Yeah, so that's the best part of that thing. They're practicing sounding like Americans. I'm gonna call my lawyer, right?
Yeah. And early on, she spells out am because she's like, I'm an American. And she wants you to say it like, I'm. And she spells it A-M. And she's like, I'm an American. And there's a whole, like, I left my passport at the hotel. I mean, it might fool Russian police. Not us, obviously. But it is also just so, I'm telling you, man, the children of TikTok are our global future. Like, underestimate them at our peril. That's also, she's adorable. I'm an American.
For sure. Oh, man.
I hope it works, honey.
Awesome. That's right. That's right. Hope you never have to try it, but
careful.
If it does, I hope it works. My goodness. All right. We're going to leave it there with Russians trying to be Americans to protest in the streets. Back tomorrow for Economics on Tap and the YouTube live stream, 3:30 out here on the West Coast, 6:30 on the East Coast, and wherever you are in between. Sign up for our newsletters, would you, this week? A closer look at the filibuster. Very much in the news, hello. And why former President Obama called it a Jim Crow relic. Sign up at marketplace.org/newsletters, would you?
Dude, I mean, I pasted and deleted so many filibuster links today. I was like, it's not our lane. But man, do I have thoughts.
Yep.
And also, speaking of same
Make Me Smart is produced and directed. Well, there's that new book on filibusters by the guy who used to be on the Senate staff. And I can't remember what it is. Oh. I'll get it for you tomorrow. Anyway, Make Me Smart, produced and directed by Marissa Cabrera. Tony Wagner does digital stuff for us. Erica Phillips writes our newsletters. Also, the Make Me Smart skill on your smart devices.
Oh, right. And the show. Right. Today's program was engineered by Charlton Thorpe. Ben Dolliday and Daniel Ramirez composed our theme music. Our senior producer is Donna Tam. She's all end the show, please. Executive director of On Demand is Sitara Nieves. But we had the long music. We could keep going.
I know. We can keep going. We're only 2 minutes over.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
I can't wait to read our newsletter.
No joke.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.